All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Thursday night saw the Houston Rockets eliminated from the NBA playoffs at the hands of the San Antonio Spurs, and it was very surprising, being that the Spurs did not have the services of small forward Kawhi Leonard or point guard Tony Parker for this game, and San Antonio managed to go out there on the road and knock off the Rockets by 39 points. And you look at this series here, in the two games that the Rockets won, they scored 126 points and 125 points respectively. But in three of their four losses to San Antonio in this series, they were held under 100 points, while their other game went to overtime and they were only able to score 107 points. And the reason why I bring it up is this. The Rockets were one of the better offensive teams this year. They lived and died by the three-point shot, and obviously in this series, they died by it. Now, they got off to a strong start. They went into San Antonio for game one, and they had their way with the Spurs as they won by the score of 126-99. And they had their way with the Spurs to the point that a lot of people thought, you know what? After the Rockets got past the Oklahoma City Thunder in five games in the first round, this appeared to be a potential cakewalk for the Houston Rockets, but that wasn't the case. The Spurs turned around in game two, and they gave Houston a taste of their own medicine as they blew them out 121-96. Then it was more of a cerebral effort from San Antonio in game three as they won 103-92. Houston would bounce back to win by 21 points in game four. And then, of course, we know the outcomes for both game five and game six. And game six was the biggest shocker because, like I said, no Kawhi Leonard and no Tony Parker. And San Antonio basically went out there and dictated things. And like I've said before, you look at the Spurs team from 1 to 12, and anybody on that roster can give you 20 points on a given night. And San Antonio once again showed their depth. Now, aside from the Spurs showing their depth, it was once again Greg Popovich getting the best of Mike D'Antoni in a playoff series. This is marked the fifth time that Popovich got past D'Antoni. Of course, they had their battles when D'Antoni was the head coach of the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. And this time around, D'Antoni was leading the way for the Houston Rockets. But it was all about the Spurs' defense in this series as they limited Houston to just shooting 36% from behind the three-point arc. And like I said, the Rockets live by the three and they die by the three. And in this series, they died. Now, credit to the Spurs. You look at the focus that they had defensively on point guard James Harden as they limited him to just 24.5 points per game. And he just only had 10 points in game six as the Spurs simply wore him down. And because of that, it is on to the Western Conference Finals for them. Now, in the case of the Rockets, what's next for them? First and foremost, they have to go out there and try to re-sign their big man, Nene, who missed the remainder of the postseason due to an injury. But you look at the majority of their team, and all of their key players are under contract, not only for next season, but the coming years as well. So you can expect to have the same Houston Rockets team back for the 2017-2018 NBA season with some potential upgrades here or there. Now, the bigger question is this. Will the Rockets be able to win a championship with D'Antoni? I don't know, and I doubt it. And the reason is this. D'Antoni typically has those wide open systems a la Don Nelson and a la Paul Westhead at the offensive end of the floor. The problem with it is this. At some point, you have to play defense. And when D'Antoni's teams get into that half-court set, they always tend to struggle, and we saw that again this in this playoff loss. Now it's a situation you might be able to advance one or two rounds, but eventually you are going to run into a team that is playing that solid defense, a la the Spurs, just like D'Antoni has so many times throughout his career, and you're going to struggle. And that was the case for the Houston Rockets. They're going to put up points in the regular season. They're going to be fun to watch. But when they run into teams that play defense and really can get gritty at the defensive end of the court, especially in those key moments in a postseason series, excuse me, a la the Spurs, a la the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors, the Rockets are going to struggle. So this is who D'Antoni is. We've seen it when he coached the Phoenix Suns. We've seen it when he coached the New York Knicks. We saw it with the LA Lakers, and we're seeing it now with the Rockets. I still give D'Antoni a ton of credit. I didn't think he was going to have this much success in his first year with the Rockets. They won 55 games. James Harden is an MVP candidate after D'Antoni moved him from shooting guard to point guard. So I look at it like this. Like I said, the Rockets are going to put up solid numbers. They're going to be fun to watch, but D'Antoni's style is not going to get them a championship. But for the Rockets, it's going to be, let's see how we can fix this over the summer and come back with a better squad next season. But right now, Houston simply isn't on the level of the San Antonio Spurs or Golden State Warriors. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up as always. And I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Excuse me. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.